Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we discuss sneaking into gay bars, how to measure penis size, the best and worst of the AMAs, some post-election thoughts, the secret to getting an Oscar, and what Corey does before Taco Bell. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Warby Parker. You guys, I announced it yesterday, I am doing my own line of glasses with Warby Parker. There are 6 different pairs, 2 of them are sunglasses, they can all be prescription or not, and they are all available now. They're on warbyparker.com/TylerOakley, or anywhere Warby Parker glasses are sold in person, you can get them. Isn't that crazy? There's like actual glasses made by me in stores. I'm like freaking out. They're so cute. Frames start at $95, and for every pair sold, a pair is given to somebody in need, which I absolutely love. So not only are you getting cute glasses, but you're also helping people in the world. How beautiful. I just love it. If you get a pair, send me a selfie. I can't wait to see my people in my glasses. How crazy is this? That's like, this is the craziest thing I've ever done. I'm so thankful. So thank you, Warby Parker, for sponsoring this, and be sure to get your glasses. warbyparker.com/TylerOakley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Corey, I'm... What?
Tell me it all.
I'm kind of going through it. I had a little bit of a cough moment. Yeah, I told you in the car, and you said save it for the podcast.
I get very nervous when you have a cough moment in my car.
Why?
I'm always like, what germs are you spreading around
Open the
my
window, then.
Vehicle?
Get some...
Fresh
that?
Air?
Yes.
You think you're polite enough to cough out the window?
You think I cough in your direction?
You used my Kleenex.
I leave them in the door
on the side of the door.
That's the garbage.
And then like if I have to touch them to get them out, I'm directly getting your germs.
Okay.
Right. Think about that.
I thought today, wow, I owe Corey a box of Kleenex for all the.
I never use those Kleenex.
You know what? It reminds me of. A high school boy who has Kleenex in his car
for
after
what?
He hooks up with a girl in the back seat.
You want to hear a story?
Yeah. Did you hook up with somebody in your car?
No. I would. When I was in high school, I would drive around two of my friends while they hooked up in the back seat.
That's
the car.
A John Bellion song.
I was the chauffeur, and they never had anything for like. Kleenex.
So you handed them back Kleenex.
No. So the guy would use his. Underwear.
Okay.
And then throw them like out the window.
What? Wasteful.
Right.
In Jackson, Michigan?
Yeah. And then once the girl went back for the underwear like as a joke.
That's disgusting.
By as a joke, I mean, who knows what she did with them. But we had to, after we dropped them off, we had to drive back to get the underwear out of the weeds.
All of this is.
Yeah. It was.
That's a lot.
I was the chauffeur.
Yesterday,
I was like a glorified Uber driver and not getting paid for my time.
That's an untapped market. Uber drivers that drive around hookups.
While they like people hook up in the backseat of a Thunderbird.
I think that's bait bus. What is it?
I think
explain it to the kids.
Bait bus?
Yeah.
You know it's scripted.
No, it's not scripted.
Just like Cash Cab.
Cash Cab scripted?
Yeah, I mean they everything's scripted. You know, I think Billy on the Street is scripted too.
Wow.
Like, it's all just like, go stand there with your cell phone and wait for me to run
My
up
brothers
to you.
Love Billy on the Street.
Let me run up to you with John Hamm and pretend you don't recognize John Hamm.
a lot of local.
I don't
New
mean
Yorkers.
To pick problems okay. with. I feel like I'm really coming for
how
Billy
do you pick
Eichner.
The problems?
I don't even know how we got there. So Bait Bus is scripted.
What's Bait Bus?
Bait Bus is a porno.
Don't include the O. What is this?
Would you ever be like, do you want to watch a porno?
Never would I say that. I would
do
say,
you want to rent a porno?
Never would I rent.
Listen, I grew up in the 90s/2000s where you had to rent your porno.
Oh my God, stop.
From the movies, from the like, from Blockbuster Video.
Oh my God, I remember the section.
Well, yeah, it had like a curtain.
Do you remember the, like...
Do you wonder if they had gay porn in there?
They totally should have.
I bet they didn't.
Let's go.
You think, which, let's call the only Blockbuster left
let's
open
find,
in the
US. There's got to be somebody who...
There's one still, I think...
Look on LinkedIn. Find somebody with past Blockbuster experience.
Okay.
Because you know we
You
can't
know just, there's got to be a Reddit thread for this.
And ask them the behind the scenes, etc.
Yeah. Do you Redbox?
No. Do they have porn in Redbox?
No.
I
noticed they have video games in Redbox now that I bought a PS4.
Oh my God.
I was
well,
like,
I went to
dare
a GameStop
I?
Last night.
And you didn't ask me to go.
You know what? I invite you to a lot of things and you
you
just,
know
you
I would
politely
love to
decline
go to,
or you just
the last
my
two
text.
Times I went to the GameStop in Los Angeles that I go to, it was packed. I had to like wait. And I had to like ask for my video game because it was behind the counter.
Well, I was on a call during my GameStop moment.
Okay.
And
so you went, did you go to Target too?
Yeah, of course.
That's so fucking rude.
Yeah, of course.
I need a pumpkin candle and you know that.
I do know that. So I went to GameStop because
only
I needed
have,
a
like,
nunchuck,
summer candles.
A nunchuck for my new game, Pikmin 3.
I literally thought you were talking about like Mortal Kombat, like Three
no,
Ninjas Kickback.
No, you dumb. So I went and got nunchucks because the night before oh my God.
I have, will it take a normal old school Wii
yes.
nunchuck?
Yes.
So I have like three.
Well, I went and bought two. So I,
Wasteful.
The night before I was trying to set up Pikmin 3 and it took an hour to update the software
and
then I turned on the game and then it said, and
please
the gameplay started.
Nunchuck.
It said, please insert your nunchuck. I go... And so I opened...
I'm so shocked that you didn't Postmate one.
So I opened my Postmates app, and I made the request. So Postmates is this app where you can ask anybody to run an errand for you. Usually people use it for, like, food.
Do you think you can Postmate, like, a Bait Bus?
Oh, my God. So I put in, one nunchuck, please.
And what'd they say?
And GameStop. Nobody would take my order.
Why?
And I saw many... vehicles around GameStop and it was going like vehicle to vehicle like giving them the
they
request.
Didn't know what a nunchuck
and
was
and then it just said nobody has accepted this order so I said well this is just the worst news.
Did you know once for my old job in San Francisco I had to have a like TaskRabbit which is similar to Postmate deliver a already built ping pong table.
What?
Yeah, and so this guy with a truck was like, I can do it. And then, like, he came and I helped him load.
Was he hot?
No, I don't think so. And I helped him load the ping pong table into the bed of the truck. And then he was driving down the highway and it, like, ripped in half and blew out of the truck.
No!
And then he had to call me back and be like, so, about that ping pong table.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's how Sue sees
that
it.
That is insane. That's intense.
Wow, so you love this story.
I guess I did love it. It came with drama. You know, the other day, Mamrie had a party.
Was it the one for Hannah's birthday or just another one?
Yeah, for Hannah's birthday.
I was going to say, I was out of town that weekend, but if she had another party since then and didn't invite me, I was going to...
It was a rager.
I was going to text her right now.
And she got a ping pong table, and we played beer pong.
It's not where I thought you were... I don't know. Keep going.
And...
Just something about, like, I didn't picture Mamrie being, like, a traditionalist when it came to ping pong tables.
What do you mean?
Like,
what did you think she was going to get?
She would do some, like, crazy shit. No, she would, like, get it, but you wouldn't just be like, you're right. It would be like a blow dart ping pong.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, she
what you saw in Thailand sort of thing.
I arrived, and she goes, oh, I was pretty early of all the arrivals. She goes, oh, I got a ping pong table. It's getting set up in the back. And I go, oh, by who? She goes, I hired a man to help me. He's been back there for 4 hours working on it.
No.
Yeah. Imagine.
God, how do I get hired by friends to
TaskRabbit.
To TaskRabbit.
I don't know.
I mean, I was thinking every time I go to the grocery store, somebody asks me to like reach a tall thing down for them.
I don't even look up there anymore.
You just think, what are those groceries that I'll never get to experience?
There's a level of privilege.
Yeah.
When it comes to being tall, you get double the amount of grocery options. You get to see concerts.
Oh my God. Movies. It's great. You don't necessarily need stadium seating.
Well, I went and saw, do you know Mario Jose?
No.
Did you see the Pentatonix documentary?
Yes.
So he's the one that sings Hallelujah.
Yeah, I saw that. Now
so
I know who
I went
exactly
and saw his, he did like a little performance the other night. It was so good. And immediately after I read, I was like, oh my God, I need to listen to a CP. It's on Spotify. Enjoy.
I didn't know this.
He did like a little like hole in the wall type of bar thing in LA. And his mom, it was his first vocal teacher, and she went up and sang with him. It was the cutest moment. They did a duet, him and his mom.
I guess I want to know more about that.
It was cute.
Reminds me of the time when we saw Sarah Bareilles in concert, and she brought her sister up to sing that Christmas song she has. Do you remember?
No.
Wow.
I do remember. But I don't
do
remember
you or
her
don't
sister
you?
Really being
Yeah,
there.
Her sister came out. It was like a big San Francisco moment, and I thought, wow, two talented singers in one family? And here I am, cursed with my horrible singing voice.
Did you see that GIF I tweeted the other day of, I hate my idiot sisters? Yeah.
I was like, are you coming for me?
It was, and then every gay I've ever known favorited it. I was like, it's not about you.
Hmm.
After the Mario Jose concert,
yeah.
We were doing like, it became an evening. We like, we're doing shots.
Was there Taco Bell involved?
No. I did make a gluten-free pizza back at my place at 4 a.m. Hmm. I hosted.
The other day when I got done like hanging out with this like friend of mine.
What?
I went and got Taco Bell. And I thought, I'm going to live.
Two indulgences in 10 minutes?
It was more than 10 minutes. I got a lot of Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
If she knows what I mean.
I know. No. My main story I was going to tell you about the other night was after Mario Jose, we went to Bar 10. You familiar?
No, it's in the WeHo. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there. Every gay.
I heard a gay just yesterday telling me that Bar 10 is where it's at.
I think it's the new good bar.
Which one
Everybody
is it?
Everybody was there.
I don't even know. Is it Little?
Justin
is it
Lance Black was there.
Is it the like restaurant-y one?
It's got a pool table, I think, which is very impractical.
Is it not, but not the one that sells cigarettes behind the counter?
Anywhere that sells cigarettes behind the counter can go.
Yeah, once I was with our friend.
We should ban that. Next proposition.
We just added a $2 tax to all cigarettes in
this
state.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, I like that.
So I stood outside of the polls and told everyone smoking.
You just blew smoke in people's faces.
Fuck you, I'm voting yes to add $2 to your taxes.
No, what I was going to say was, so we arrived to Bar 10.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend.
Just one friend?
We were meeting up with different
Who
people
was
there.
It? Who is this friend?
My friend.
Can I have an initial? Do I know who it is?
But not
the normal letter of that.
Yeah.
Someone else. Oh, I figured it out now. I got it. You don't have to spell for me in sign language. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Anyway, so we show up and I was so impressed with him. Because
he played pool?
No, because we show up and the line was around the corner.
Oh, my God. And don't tell me that he, like, talked to the bouncer.
No, I was afraid. Because, you know, the thing I hate the most is when people are like, oh, let's just see if they'll let you in because you're you.
People have done that to you?
Yes.
I would punch somebody.
I was in London
months
ago.
Wait, we did that at Cheesecake Factory once, though.
Okay, well, that's different. I'm talking like a gay bar. I was in London months ago, and they were like, let's just try to skip to the front and see if they'll let you in because you're you. I was like, literally, I would rather just eat my own shit out.
I'd rather go back and get room service at the hotel. Imagine Pad Thai.
Oh, my God. It was at that place.
Yeah, I know. It came back to me now.
Anyway, so we get to Bar 10, and he's like, oh, I got this. And I'm like, please don't go to the front and say you're with me. And
he said his own name?
No.
He blew someone.
We went. He's like, follow me, sis. So we go past the line, and I think we're going to go to the end of the line. We go past the end of the line. We go around the corner. We go
around
in the alley.
What's that? Around the corner.
The convenience store, the Speedway. So we go in the alley, and he's like, he finds the back door to the bar, opens it, walks right in, and then we're in.
I've done that before.
I was like, I was shocked and appalled. My first instinct was to apologize to everyone that I cut in line. That was it. It was
where
so
did
easy.
It open you into?
Like a little hallway past the bathroom.
What was that bar in Ann Arbor? Goodnight Gracie's was like, what was that like jazz bar right by where you lived?
I don't know.
And then there was that other bar that was like the
Live?
One. No. You I suck at this. There was that like hopping bar.
Grizzly Peak?
Yeah, I have a glass. I have a beer glass from Grizzly Peak that I borrowed.
Oh, I broke a cup this morning, Corey.
You did?
I did.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I poured myself an emergency.
Mm.
I chugged it all the way down.
Mm.
And then I placed it, I thought tenderly, into my sink. It shattered.
Oh. That's really weird. I broke a glass like 2 days ago.
It's not today.
And it was resting on my like dryer rack.
How do you feel about the
after
term
I washed my dishes?
Resting on my laurels.
Is
that a term?
I think so.
I had a friend named Laurel.
Yeah.
In high school. In middle
was she?
School.
Like
and
a
I believe
fun
we...
person, a bitch.
I think
a C
people
word.
Called her Oral Laurel.
Because she gave HJs or BJs? Because
she was good with her speech skills. She why would you mean HJs?
It was ironic.
Oh.
Because she gave no BJs,
no,
only HJs.
I don't think anybody actually called her that. I just always thought that would be a good nickname.
Oral Laurel.
Yeah.
As because you wanted her to stop resting on her laurels.
What does that mean? Just to kind of play it.
Do you want me to look it up
safe?
For you?
Yeah.
I mean, it means resting
close.
On what you're good at.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Resting
it means that you're
laurels.
Like lazy or complacent and you could achieve more.
Have
but
you ever
you're
rested on your laurels?
You're too busy. Yeah. The other night I got Taco Bell.
Did you watch the AMAs?
I did.
What'd you think?
So here's
Gaga the, killed
here's
it in
the
her midnight.
Here's
meadow.
The tea.
Yeah.
Did you not think her hair looked like a skunk wrapped around the top of someone's head?
Not everyone's hair has to look like yours, Corey.
I didn't say it was good or bad. I said it looked like a skunk wrapped around someone's cranium.
Okay, well, let me
like
dissect
a big,
that.
Fluffy skunk.
Let me dissect that.
Just because you think skunks are gross because they have a defense mechanism that involves spraying stink.
Okay, it doesn't even have the coloring.
It did. It looked a little like... It looked a little like, yeah, like a skunk fur.
Anyway, skunks are black and white.
Well, so I did like her meadow moment.
Yeah.
It was the best performance of the night.
I watched it on full screen last night at 1 a.m.
So, the app?
I was busy. No.
What do you mean full screen?
Full screen.
As opposed to widescreen?
My full...
On your computer.
On my computer. I said
imagine
full...
your TV. Don't yell at me.
Jeezel, pizza.
I recorded the AMAs and then I watched and I fast forwarded through all of it and stopped for every performance.
So you don't care about the awards?
Who?
Drake swept.
Who cares? No, you
Drake
think I
said...
want to watch the stupid, what are they
Selena
called?
Selena Gomez
Chain.
Delivered a
I watched
very
that.
Touching.
I watched that because it was at the end of the show.
And Gaga. Cheered.
I saw. And then she posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I watched the awards. I like fast forward. And then when it got to like who won, then I stopped for a second to like peek at who the winner was. And Bo was like, do I care about what they have to say? Like, you think I want to hear
chain
anything?
Smokers,
that that's
Christ.
What I was going to say. You think I want to hear anything the chain smokers have to say? That after,
did you watch their performance?
Yeah. The one guy wasn't even singing.
I don't mean to be shady.
The guy didn't even sing. The one who's not a singer didn't sing. Halsey was singing, but the other guy did not sing. Not the non-singer, the guy,
the
who
one
sings.
That okay,
the cute one of the two.
So there's two: the singer, Twink.
Yeah, the one.
His
the
audio
one that I...
was singing with his microphone wasn't even up to his mouth yet.
Right, as I said, he didn't sing a lick
I
of it.
I screamed,
and that's why I said he's the one that's like would have been like hot guy for your like high school with 40 people.
I would still hang out with him before Taco Bell
after my new go-to.
I would still throw his underwear outside of my car.
Into the bushes that I go back for it later?
Yeah.
And would you wear it to school the next day?
Yeah, that's hot.
No, after I went to their website and saw that they have their
you
combined
visited?
Penis size listed on their fucking, at the like head of their website. It's like together.
Why'd
like,
you just lick your lips?
I was thinking about that... Taco Bell.
Okay, yeah.
No,
well, what's like, the inching? It Are says, we talking like, meters? It says,
like,
inches?
It says like combined 17 and a half
17
inches.
17 and a half. So, okay, let's do the math here.
So like one could be 10 and one could be 7, or like they could both be like 8 and a half. Who knows?
I need to know. I need to
you
know.
You need how... to know a breakdown.
I need to know a breakdown. I need to know how much trust they have in each other's measurements. Do they measure for each other?
Right. And what kind of ruler did they use?
Yeah, like a bendy one,
was it a
wooden
tape
one,
measure?
A tape measure.
And where do you measure from? The back of the taint?
You stuff it in your asshole.
You go
and then
in
you
a,
start.
Yeah,
from there.
You go in a few inches, yeah. And then like wrap it around your belly button.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. Make it like cinch the waist.
Do you? I guess that is a very good question. Where do you start measuring from? Not you. I'm saying the royal you.
Save it for.
I'm going to submit that as a question to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
From your like secret email. It's like, not Tyler Oakley at
hotmail.com. I've sent questions to us before and we haven't answered them because Corey picks the questions.
You're still waiting.
Yeah.
No, so I watched the AMAs and yeah, I thought that Chainsmokers' performance was bad. I thought Bieber's performance was bad.
The whole show,
what was
just
Bieber
saying...
even doing? Did he even care? Was
no.
Zayn on drugs
yes,
still?
Maybe.
What's going on?
So the whole time, I was just saying to the people I was watching with, I was just like, wow, I think I'm getting old because I find everyone here unlikable.
Right.
Everyone here is unlikable.
Well, not Tim McGraw or Selena Gomez.
I don't remember Tim McGraw being involved.
He won an award.
I must have missed that.
I was like, I didn't think any of the performances were good. And if I had to see one more fucking entertainment news outlet that I follow on Twitter refer to someone's performance as electrifying.
Oh, I didn't
like,
see
pick
that.
A new word.
Did you watch the red carpet
beforehand? Bruno Mars, an electrifying 24
Bruno
carat.
Mars killed it.
I'm just not on the Bruno Mars.
I'm on board. And in fact, today I'm only listening to his album.
Not in my car. It's only got 9 songs on it. It won't take that long
great,
to listen.
Great, great.
I listened to one song. No, that was me sampling The Weeknd's album.
I heard it's good.
Which one?
The 24 Karat Magic.
Well,
Anyway, I liked Bruno Mars' performance. Work from Home was pretty good. I was living for the girls. Normani looked incredible on the red carpet with her bob.
I just kept thinking, is this a post-alopapoptic? Post-alopapoptic performance, just killing it. Mad Max revival.
Or wait, they didn't do Work From Home. They did like
they did,
me
that's
and my girl.
My girl.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
Ain't
a thing.
The best performance of the night.
Was yet to come.
No. It was a Chevy commercial. With all these construction workers dancing to Work From Home. You must have fast-forwarded
through that.
I
stopped for the Drake thing, though.
Oh.
The, like, Drake Taylor thing.
I get it, I guess.
Sometimes I'm into Drake.
All I could think the entire performance, or not performance, award show was, which of these stars openly supported Hillary, and which of these stars secretly supported Trump?
Well, did you see what Goop said?
What did Goop say?
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't know.
What did Goop say?
She was just like, what a time to be alive in America. Can't wait to see what happens with this election. And I was like, and then like they asked her who she voted for, and she said she wouldn't say.
Okay, so that means you voted for Trump.
I was like, I'm just under the impression that anyone who doesn't tell me that, like, explicitly that they voted for Hillary, that they didn't. Looking at you, Taylor Swift.
I mean, I will favorite that tweet, but for the sake of my replies on Twitter, I will not retweet it.
Well, you know I have all of my people muted.
You know what I would like as a feature on Twitter? Not being able to see people that don't follow you in your replies. You have to follow me if you want me to see your reply.
I would like that.
That seems... So, like, these, like, trash nobodies I think that I don't know trying to come for me...
This election has just made
my replies a fucking
really
garbage can on fire.
Wow.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about the election at all?
I mean,
a bummer.
I was going to say, I was going to complain about Twitter.
Okay.
How many times do I have to click show me less of this before they actually show me less of it?
Oh my God.
Every time I wake up, here's what you missed. I don't fucking care.
You can turn that
off.
If
they couldn't tweet when I was awake, then I don't want to see it.
You can turn that off.
Well,
did you know that?
You talk to me right now and tell me how to do it. Give me a walkthrough.
I think you have to do it on your phone. I'll teach you. I'll talk you through it.
Well, why do they just not say turn it off instead of show me less of this?
I don't know.
I don't need to see your tweets about the paperback version of Binge.
Ah! Speaking of which, the paperback version of Binge is in stores today. As we're recording this, it's the release day for Binge.
Don't spoil it.
Wait.
Don't show them the man behind the curtain.
When does this come out?
Probably next week.
So guess what else is out? My Warby Parker glasses.
Oh, that's true. They are.
My God, you guys. I've got things.
You've just got all of the stockings stuffed.
Oh, my God. I will say.
Well, wait. Tell me more about. I don't mean to just talk about Christmas because it's what I know.
Yeah.
It's like. Like, with Hanukkah, if they get lots of, like, 12 presents or whatever, do they build up to, like, a good present?
I think so.
Like, they, like,
you know, I
monetarily,
once
they
with...
get a little bit more after each day. Like, day one, you could expect, like, a Reese's Pieces packet.
Like an advent calendar.
Right. Well, probably not an advent calendar for Hanukkah.
Like a Christmas tree ornament.
Like a dreidel.
Oh.
Not a Christmas tree ornament either.
Like a Christmas stocking.
But then, like, by day three, they could get Binge
like
on paper.
Like a Bible.
They can get Binge on paperback because it's only however much dollars.
Hey, whose deal is the Torah?
I think lots of people. Like, do you mean who specifically?
Yeah.
Name
one person who loves the Torah.
My friend Tara loves the Torah.
Ah.
Not the Tara you know. It's a different one. I was just trying to rhyme Tara and Torah to be QH.
That's not even a rhyme. That's a slant.
It's like, what's it called? Yeah. Slant rhyme.
That's not even a slant rhyme. A slant rhyme would be Mara in Torah.
Have you been listening to Leanne Rhymes' Christmas album?
No.
Well, the other day, my country radio station that I listen to in LA is all Christmas music already.
You know, I listened to a new DNCE song.
Oh, God.
And I liked it.
Really?
Yeah. It was a little boy bandy. It's called Truthfully. I think it's a good song.
Ugh.
I just need to get into new music.
When they performed at the VMAs and I said, I'll give $1 million to someone who can name a member of DNCE that isn't Joe Jonas, I still get replies to that tweet.
And they're like, who do people say?
Give me my million. And I'm like,
oh,
I said million doll hairs.
No, I hate you. Did you see? Oh, wait. So who was that host of the AMAs?
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. So.
And some other person.
What am I to say about her? What do you feel?
She apologized for her Melania Trump impression.
Why?
Because
it wasn't that good?
Because people want to complain.
How? Oh, girl.
I'm a logout.com.
What? How do you feel about the Hamilton situation? I mean, what's there
angry
to feel?
What's what do you mean? I think you and I are like align opinions.
Did you
perfectly
see Paris Hilton voted for Trump?
Did she?
Fuck her.
Did she really?
I mean, I don't know why the gays were quick to be okay with her. I'm not okay with anyone. The top comment was like,
I'm still mad.
How have we forgotten that 3 years ago she was all like, all gays probably have AIDS?
She said that.
Well, and I was like, wait, fuck. She's in my book.
I saw Bruce Willis.
I'm gonna tear out the page.
Probably voted for Trump is what I read on an article, and I thought, great, I can't believe I'm never watching a Bruce Willis movie again.
Everything's done. Yeah. I saw Arrival.
And?
Loved it.
Did you cry?
No.
I did. Did you see Edge of 17?
No.
It's not as funny as they say. It's more sad. It's good, but it's sad.
With Hailee Steinfeld?
And Blake Jenner, who could just...
Blake Jenner.
From Glee Project, then Glee...
Oh,
and then also
wait, really?
Like, yeah, Blake Jenner. How old is he while you're on his Wikipedia?
He's
page?
24.
A little young.
He
for
was
me,
so
but I mean,
cute. I remember him on Glee Project. Did y'all watch Glee Project? That was so good.
Oh God, he was born in the 90s.
Remember the Glee Project?
He's married.
There were years of the Glee Project that were better than Glee itself.
Wait, Blake Jenner is married to that other girl from Glee.
Who?
The one, they all came in like the last season of Glee. Melissa Benoit. I don't know how to say her last name. Benoist.
Benoit?
I don't know.
You know, I went to Disneyland.
Wonder Girl. Spider. Supergirl.
I went to Disneyland the other day.
Supergirl.
And there was.
Do you see her?
Mariah Carey was there.
No, you lie.
She was doing like a performance.
Yeah.
For an ABC special or some shit.
I need to look up their wedding.
Okay. Will you do that and you report back? Can you buy the Glee Project on DVD?
I was thinking the other day.
Were you?
About the Glee Project.
Would you, if you could.
Because I was thinking, ugh, Alex was just, I want to know how they cast that show, first of all. Because some of these kids were just super talented. And then there were others that I thought, I'm skipping.
Not so talented.
I'm skipping that one episode of Glee
did you
that
see,
Ryan Murphy's going to give you.
Did you? Oh, Jesus. Did you see Fantastic Beasts yet? I saw it with you.
With you. And I mean, I know I fell asleep during it. Oh,
so there you have it. What did you like? Did you like it? I had to ask one of my.
You had to ask Jeeves if you liked
I had to ask one of my Twitter friends all the details because I was like, I have questions. You know the. Well, spoiler, fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to hear it.
Just follow me on Twitter and assume we're at the end of the episode.
No, one of the people in it was Dumbledore's ex-boyfriend. Did you know the Sorting Hat is trans?
I don't know anything. I stood next to J.K. Rowling on the red carpet at the world premiere and didn't even know it was her.
Oh, my God.
That's what I told people yesterday when they asked if I liked the movie. I said, I fell asleep in the first 20 minutes. I said, I woke up eventually.
I did like the Niffler. That was my favorite part.
Listen, I wasn't into Eddie Redmayne.
The platypus that steals jewels.
Oh, I liked Mini Groot. I liked the Groot knockoff.
No, yeah. Okay.
Didn't it turn into a big bird at
some
time?
What about Queenie? That woman that's all like spacey.
I just didn't love Eddie Redmayne.
He did mumble a lot.
And I thought, the last time I ever need an actor to mumble is when you've already got an accent. And maybe that's just
it was like it was like, what's that one? Tom Hardy post-apocalyptic mumble movie.
Mad Max.
And it was like Leonardo DiCaprio getting his first Oscar for being mumbly with a bear.
Yeah, he slept in a horse, though.
So maybe mumbles are how you get Oscars.
Let's try. Let's mumble our way out of this episode. You're just whispering.
Oh, yeah, you're right. How do you mumble?
You got to be like,
so if you want to mumble on the winner? I don't know how to mumble, I don't think. Well, I'm just so articulate.
Maybe you could ask one of your Twitter friends. Or whoever you hang out with before Taco Bell. Whoa.
Okay.
Would you ever mumble on his grumble?
I honestly, that type of vibration is good for the grumble.
All right. Leave a rating on iTunes. Follow us on
Twitter. I just have questions for you post-apocalyptic. Oh, yeah. Anyway, follow us everywhere and good luck with your lives. Bye.